Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Bhaskar Datta, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Gems jewelry exports grew 5.76% in April-December. India aiming at $500 billion exports for FY23. Rattan India Power expects to become debt-free in 2 years. Adani expands green plan, eyes foray into EVs. Department of Telecom mops up ₹69,179 crore from telecom companies. STT target likely to be raised to ₹21,000 crore. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on the large street today. Domestic equity markets remained under pressure, thanks to sharp selling from overseas investors. Rising inflation concerns ahead of the Fed's meeting next week and geopolitical tensions are what spooked the traders. India Inc.'s performance in the third quarter has also not led to any positive surprises so far. Investors have lost about ₹9 lakh crore of their notional wealth in the four-day drop. The BSE barometer Sensex gyrated in a range of over 700 points, but ultimately dropped about 430 points to settle 37 points above the 59,000 mark. The index has shed about 2,300 points in the last four sessions. Its broader peer Nifty 50 dropped about 140 points and settled at 17,617. Despite a 130-point recovery from the day's low, the index has tanked about 700 points in the last four sessions. However, the broader markets continued to underperform the headline peers as BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices declined 2% each. Fear gauge India VIX spiked over 6% and hovered near 19 levels. On BSE Sensex, Bajaj Finserv led the losers with a 5% fall. It was followed by Tech Mahindra, which lost 4%. Tata Steel, Bharti Airtel and IndusInd Bank dropped 3% each. L&T, Axis Bank, Bajaj Finance, Infosys, Dr. Reddy's, State Bank of India and Wipro shed 2% each. Titan, Sun Pharma, Ultratech and Asian Paints also lost over 1% each. Among the gainers, HUL zoomed 3% followed by Maruti's 2% rise. HDFC, Nestle and HDFC Bank added 1% each. TCS, Power Grid and Kotak Mahindra Bank also settled in green. Over 320 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day, and more than 370 stocks hit the lower circuit. Over 85 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the session. We have Arijit Malakar from Ashika Stockbroking to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Benchmark indices continued to fall on Friday. Do you think the worst is behind us?
Indian markets are following the global market sell-off. In this week, US market declined due to fear of interest rate hike in March and rising bond yield in the wake of high inflation. Rising interest rate scenario is a detrimental for equity market and thus the market came into correcting phase. Further, so far corporate earnings have not been so optimistic barring the IT companies. The next cue for the market is upcoming budget which is due on 1st February. Pro-business and pro-market oriented budget will resume the rally in the market. Strong corporate earnings growth will also rationalize the India's premium valuation and will support the market. However, a correction to the tune of 5 to 10% is considered as healthy for the bull market as it will bring more investors and money which are waiting in the sidelines.
What factors will guide the market in the next week?
US Federal Reserve meeting, which is due on next week, is one of the key events to watch out for. US Federal Reserve in the meeting will give their stance towards the inflation, whether they will take aggressive stance to tame down the inflation by raising the interest rate or they will remain liberal on inflation front. Further, the ongoing Q3 result season and upcoming budget will determine the direction of the market in next couple of weeks.
We also caught up with Nilesh Jain of Centrum Broking to decode the technical charts for you. Nifty 50 tested 17,500 levels during the session. What is your take on it?
So, we have seen consecutive sell-off for the fourth consecutive session in the Nifty and both Bank Nifty index, where if you look at the overall structure, Nifty, which managed to take support near 17,500 levels, where exactly we also have 50-day moving average. So after taking support at the same level, we have seen some sort of a pullback towards the closing hour, and due to which it has formed a doji candlestick formation. And that formation has come, is been formed after a sharp correction. So that indicates some sort of a trend reversal. As of now, there may be some indecisiveness among the participants, but I think the moment the Nifty index takes out 17,800 mark, we can again expect Nifty to move towards 18,000 and 18,200. And if you look at the derivative data as well, 17,500 on the put side holds the highest amount of open interest on the monthly expiry contracts expiring in the coming week. So, based on the data, 70,500 on the put side and 18,000 on the higher side, on the call side, we have the highest open interest. That could be the 500-point trading range. Currently, it is at the lower end of the range where the risk and reward looks favorable. So, definitely, one can go long at current level. 17,500 on the closing basis should be the stop loss. And the momentum, we can expect to shift in the momentum towards sideways to positive in the coming week. We also have a budget ahead of the budget. Markets are likely to remain sort of volatile. We are likely to see both kinds of move, but the undertone and the bias should remain on the positive side.
India VIX has jumped around 19 levels. What is it suggesting now?
So, as mentioned, historically, we have seen ahead of the budget, VIX usually moves higher and it trades in the range of 20 to 24. That is what we have seen historically. And similar to that, in line with that, we have started showing some sort of a positive momentum in India VIX. Today as well, it was up. And overall, it has moved sharply from 16 to 19 in a very short-term time. And in the coming week, we have a major event of the monthly expiry and post that we have a budget. So, considering all these factors, we are likely to see sort of a upside in India VIX towards 21 to 24 kind of levels. If that happens, then we are definitely likely to see more wide swings in both Nifty and Bank Nifty. So overall, looking at the IV at current level, we advise to remain cautious, and one should definitely avoid taking any leverage position. And caution is definitely advised, looking at the volatility, which is likely at a higher level.
Asian markets settled mixed for the day. Major European markets were trading with cuts in the first few hours of trade. However, US stock futures were flat, hinting towards a muted start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.